السلام عليكم. رمضان مبارك for Huda TV.
To you too, so brother.
Sheikh, I have a question. We started Ramadan yesterday in Saudi, and back home in Sri Lanka, my home country, is starting today. So when the day of Laylatul Qadr, how we can understand this? If the Laylatul Qadr is, for example, of 23rd night, and their fasting is 22nd, or how we can understand this, whether it can be the two Laylatul Qadr, or it will be the same for everywhere in the world, without the respect of the dates.
Okay.
Jazakallah khair, brother.
Jazakallah.
Sheikh.
To answer this question, it would be easy if you measure the same question to the day of Arafah, mm-hmm. for example. Now, in Saudi Arabia, there's only one Mount Arafat, mm-hmm. and every pilgrim stands within the vicinity of that mountain mm-hmm. on the 9th of the Hijjah. But due to sighting of the moon, probably people in the UK would sight the moon a day earlier or a day later, mm-hmm. which means that the 9th in Saudi Arabia would be the day of Eid mm-hmm. for them. So we can understand this by saying easily that we follow the sighting of every country individually, which means that people of Saudi Arabia sighted the moon in Hajj, so they would recognize that the 9th of the Hijjah, the day of Arafah, is Tuesday. People in the UK saw it a day later, so it's a different day. Likewise, with the Laylatul Qadr. People in Sri Lanka are one day later from Saudi Arabia. People in Australia probably 2 days later from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with them. Every country, Laylatul Qadr, every region sighting the moon, Laylatul Qadr, is to them. And it's something between them and Allah Azza wa Jal. So you should not confuse yourself. You should not engage yourself in saying, okay, if they witnessed Laylatul Qadr on Tuesday and we've missed that, so should it be on Tuesday or Wednesday? Maybe Sunday? You don't know. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden it. And He told us that it's in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So it means from the night of the 20th until the night of the 30th, it could be any night.
Yes, absolutely.
And it changes from one region to the other. It changes from one year to the other. So it's definitely wrong, those who say that it is always the 27th of Ramadan.
So what advice would you give those people, I mean specifically, because some people, they don't really push for the ibadah until it's the 27th night. And if they don't catch the 27th night, then they're all upset and worried. And what sort of advice can we give them?
The best advice is, it's the same advice given to athletes. Mm. If a person waits until the day of the race or of the competition, and he goes straight up without any warm-ups or without any practice, he's going to tore a ligament or, pull a muscle. Mm-hmm. But if he practices for a whole 3 weeks mm-hmm. or 20 days, 20 nights, mm. when the race comes, he's already warm and ready. And this is the same thing that with those who are ready from the beginning of Ramadan, praying Taraweeh, reading the Quran, asking Allah for forgiveness, giving charity, trying their best to be, or to give the best example of a Muslim. When the last 10 nights of Ramadan is due, they are ready for the race.